through all those experiences, everything always came down to one thing. It was always cash flow. It always came down to, can you find money? Can you free up money? And or can you create more, including passive or residual income? And that's really what I got really good at. I got very good at being resourceful, right? Like the ebook that you had downloaded there. I talk a lot about how I got resourceful and how I help my clients do the same thing to find money. But then when you find it, then how do you get that money to start working for you so you have to keep working for it? And that's kind of where that came in. And that's why I'm also the, as you said, the anti-financial advisor, right? I'm telling people not to invest in like mutual funds and traditional retirement plans and instead invest in things that actually create real passive income.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy Show with your host, Annie Nelson. And today I have a great guest, and it's Chris Miles. And Chris is from the company Money Ripples. He is the cash flow expert, and he is an anti-financial advisor. So that's going to be interesting hearing about that. He is a leading authority teaching entrepreneurs and professionals how to get their money working for them today. He's an author, a podcast host of the Chris Miles Money Show, and has been featured in the US News, CNN Money, EO Fire, and has a proven reputation with his company, Money Ripples, getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results. In fact, his personal clients have increased their cash flow by over $200 million in the last 10 years. Welcome, Chris.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate being on.
So where in the world are you located?
I'm in the United States, in the state of Utah, most of the year, other than when it gets wintertime and it gets cold, then I go south so I can warm up.
They say that's where a lot of retirees go. We like the sun.
Yep, that's what my wife insisted on. She said, listen, if we're going to get married, I can't do another Utah winter, so no skiing for us. She's from the tropics. I'm from a place that's more mild. So I said, all right, let's leave when everybody wants to come here to go ski. That's when we get out of here. Get somewhere warmer.
Sounds like a great idea to me. Now, you are a cash flow expert, mm-hmm. and what happened in your life that made you become a cash flow expert?
Yeah, you know, so I started off about almost 19 years ago now as the traditional mainstream financial advisor, right? And like all financial advisors, when it came down to it, I wasn't financially free either, right? Because you look at financial advisors' lives, they're really just salespeople in suits, right? They often just try to sell you a product. But I remember there was a person that was an investor in themselves, and they said, Chris, how many of your clients are actually financially free? I said, well, were they not worrying about money? I don't know, maybe none. I mean, even if they're retired, they still worry about running out of money. He said, well, how about you guys? How many of you are actually retired, not off the commissions you're earning, but actually off doing these same investments? Because if anybody has figured out, shouldn't it be financial advisors? And I said, well, that's true, but I don't think I know anyone that's in that category, right? That could really retire off their own investments, not off the commissions they've been earning in their business. He said, well, there's your problem. So in 2006, I actually left the financial advising world, vowed never to teach about money again. But I thought, well, I need to learn how to actually become financially free like some of these investors and other business owners are that even were young, retiring young. Right? Even younger than I expected to become retired. Well, when I started following their advice, I was able to retire myself when I was only 28 years old, meaning I had enough income, like passive or residual income coming in that would pay for all my expenses, right? And that's where I started to take that path. In 2007, I came out of retirement, went through the recession, which was not fun. So I actually came out of retirement and then lost my financial freedom, was back in the rat race, as Kiyosaki would call it. And was able to get back out of the rat race for the second time. I was able to retire again the second time at the end of 2016. this time with much better things in place and more safeguards, right? But that's the thing is like through all those experiences, everything always came down to one thing. It was always cash flow. It always came down to, can you find money? Can you free up money? And or can you create more, including passive or residual income? And that's really what I got really good at. I got very good at being resourceful, right? Like the ebook that you had downloaded there. I talk a lot about how I got resourceful and how I help my clients do the same thing to find money. But then when you find it, then how do you get that money to start working for you so you have to keep working for it? And that's kind of where that came in. And that's why I'm also the, as you said, the anti-financial advisor, right? I'm telling people not to invest in like mutual funds and traditional retirement plans and instead invest in things that actually create real passive income.
So it seems like it's twofold. It's ways to stop spending more money than you earn. I believe that's your secret, one of the secrets, and then go on to creating money. So how do you help people stop spending money?
Well, I don't want them to stop spending altogether. I think that's the hard thing is that some people think I should be cheap. And that's not the case. You should not just live a cheap life, right? Nothing wrong with being a wise steward, though. That's the thing is that you want to be wise with your money, but you don't have to be cheap. So tracking your money, like that's one of the biggest secrets I teach people is most people, even the ones that are good savers, don't always track their money, right? If you track the money that's coming in and the money that's going out, and you're watching that full flow, and you're not just watching it happen, but you're being proactive to say, all right, you know, with the money I'm earning, can I earn more? Hey, with the money that's going out, are there places where maybe I could do better, you know, or things that maybe I'm not using that I could put to better use, right? That kind of thing. You know, like my wife and I, even though we make more than enough money, still, we still ask ourselves, all right, do we have to keep spending in these areas? You know, is this good? Is this productive? Or is this, you know, in some of the cases, it's just more for fun, right? And that's good to have too. But are there anything that's destructive? You know, are we overpaying on taxes when we shouldn't be, right? Are we paying too much in insurance costs when we could probably do better, you know, shopping around or getting more, you know, effective insurance and things like that? You know, all those little things that we might be losing money. People are trying to pay off their debt too fast. That's another one that I see all the time that people are throwing extra money onto debt when that money might be better off not thrown onto the debt. You might be able to free up more cash flow in other ways instead.
That is something that I notice some of the younger people do. When they have spare money, it's going in with the mortgage. In here in Australia, they have the banks have mortgage offset accounts. Yeah, they're encouraging all the money to go in, and you only taking out what you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have clients in Australia. I don't envy your mortgage situation, that's for sure. You know, I have a client that says I have three different mortgages, but I can't choose how I pay them off. You know, it makes it a little bit tricky, right?
Yeah. One of your secrets is to get your money to pay you twice. How do you do that?
Yeah, you know, so most people just take money from their checking or savings account and they'll go and invest it, right? And their money will make money once. You know, and now here in the States, it's not as possible like in Australia or some countries, but here in the States, and there's a version of this in every country to some level, a lot of times you can use things like life insurance as a savings account. You know, in our case, it's a tax-free savings account that's protected from lawsuits and creditors. So it's much safer, earns a much better return than, as I like to say here, 0.0%, right? Especially with the way interest rates have gone lately, I'm lucky to earn 0.1% on my savings account here at my local bank. But here, I could be earning money in these plans. But here's the difference. Most of those insurance salespeople will tell you, hey, buy these plans and just put your money into it for decades. Right? Just like you would do with a mutual fund. I do it differently. I actually use money to run through them, create a very low cost insurance policy. And then the money I get, I'm able to pull out again. Now, when I pull the money out, I actually borrow it from the insurance company, like a leveraged line of credit, right? Mm-hmm. So the money's still in there earning tax-free compound interest, but I'm getting this loan from the insurance company where that's a leverage and I can go and invest that money too. So now I'm not only making money off the investment I just invested in, but the money's still in that insurance policy earning tax-free returns. So essentially I'm earning money in two places at once. You know, if I have an investment that pays me just say 10% a year, the cool thing is I'm making at least another 4% a year on top of it because I'm using my life insurance rather than just using my checking or my savings account. So I'm actually making money in two places at the same time.
Wow. That's really interesting. Are you able to give examples of how entrepreneurs have found extra money or created extra money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. There's so many. I mean, even when that $200 million amount, that's only from about 800 clients over the years, right? And the average client usually finds or improves their cash flow by at least $34,000 a year. And so there's different ways to do it. You know, for example, I had a client who was nearing retirement age. He was 62 years old, but he couldn't see the end in sight, right? Because every year, he was actually a business owner. Every year, his business was getting more expensive, but he wasn't making more money. So he was actually noticing he was getting paid less. And he said, at this rate, Chris, I'm never going to be able to retire. And I said, well, let's look at the situation, right? And so we looked at it, you know, saw his situation with his mortgage and some of the different debts, loans he had between the business and the personal life. And he wasn't a big spender. I mean, he even had a $500,000 saved up in his retirement plans. And I said, well, hey, you know what? If we look at this from a different viewpoint, instead of looking at your IRA money, you know, your retirement money just sitting there doing nothing and hoping and praying that the stock market goes up, which who knows when it'll go up or down, right? Mm-hmm. I said, what if we took some of that money, $100,000 of that $500,000, we use it to pay off certain loans and it allows us to refinance your mortgage, we'll actually free up over $4,200 a month or $50,000 a year. He said, but Chris, how would I retire? Because he thought, well, $100,000 is gone. I said, but that $100,000 creates $50,000 a year of cash flow. Do you know any investment that will pay you 50% a year? But how am I going to retire, Chris? I'm like, you're not getting this. Like, retirement's all about cash flow. Can you actually free up the money? And finally, it was his wife. It's always the women, right? They get it first. And his wife said, honey, listen, we still have $400,000 in the retirement account. This makes sense. Let's do it. And so he did. We paid off exactly certain loans. We didn't pay off all of his debt, just certain loans, right? Refinance his mortgage. Be able to free up more money there. And he freed up $4,200 a month. Well, that $50,000 a year got him to relax. So he said, oh, now I'm not stressed out. The funny thing is in his business, especially if you're a business owner, you get this. In your business, when you relax, when you stop worrying about money, that's when everybody wants to pay you money, right? And so he started having people come into his office and they would say, great, let's do business. And so pretty soon within a few months, because he relaxed, he started making an extra $2,000 to $3,000 more a month. Yeah. So between that and then some things we did on the tax saving side, I mean, he was already over $80,000 a year just from that $100,000 use of that money, right? Just getting that out of prison and be able to use it in a way that actually creates a month-to-month, day-to-day impact in his life. Mm-hmm. And it made all the difference for him. He actually started to love his life again, which is, you talk about retire well, retire happy, right? He was not happy at all, but getting to be happy, that was the key. So that's just one example. And that wasn't even including, we could take that $400,000, create an easy, you know, $3,000, $4,000 a month of additional passive income from investments, you know, like real estate and things like that.
I see you wrote about retirees. They've been very diligent and they've saved up $1 million. But that only is creating them an income of between $20,000 and $30,000 a year because, of course, we're all living a lot longer and we want our money to last as long as we can because we certainly can't survive on a government pension, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
What do they have to do differently? What have they got to think about differently with thinking they're safe with having the $1 million, but they're not actually creating themselves a good cash flow for later on in life?
That's right. You got to think away from the accumulation mindset, right? All the financial media and all the advice out there from advisors and quote unquote experts are telling you to build up this huge nest egg and then live on less than the interest, right? You can't live on the interest because if you do, you could easily run out of money with inflation going up on us, you know? And in fact, even just recently with what they're talking about, what's going on with all the different banks and how they're influencing our dollars and things like that. You know, I said 2 to 3%, 2% might be a better, more realistic number to make sure you don't outlive your money because of inflation. They're trying to drive up inflation right now while keeping interest rates low. So your returns on your investments, especially if you stay conservative, if you try to buy bonds and things like that, you're not going to make very much at all. Mm-hmm. So 2% might be realistic. So if you think about it, $1 million to earn you 2%, that's only $20,000 a year. That's poverty level for us in the United States, right? I'm sure it is for you too. It's just horrible. But if you can take $1 million, and again, now focus on cash flow, accelerating money, not accumulating it, but accelerating, right? What can actually generate income for us? Kind of like you're saying with a pension, but can we create our own version of pensions? Mm-hmm. And that's where, like, for example, I have people, they invest in real estate. It's not hard for them to earn 10 or 12% a year just on the cash flow side, not including any growth that they might get from those assets, just from income coming in. Mm-hmm. And so think about it. If you all of a sudden had $1 million, that's the difference between a $20,000 a year lifestyle and a $100,000 a year lifestyle. It's very, very different. And that's what woke me up back in 2006 when I was that advisor, when I realized, wait a minute, I've been thinking about this wrong. I've been thinking about trying to save up, accumulate compound interest because that's the miracle of the world, the eighth wonder of the world. Even though Einstein never said that quote, that's what everybody quotes, right? They think that you just got to compound, leave it in there. But the truth is that's because financial companies want you to leave money in there forever because that's where they make their fees and their money. They want you to leave it in there. They want you to let it compound and grow because then their fees compound and grow on you too. Mm-hmm. Versus taking control of your own life, getting a little bit of education and having the right connections. And even when I have my Australian clients, same thing. They're like, how do I invest like in the US? Like, how could I get real estate income to start paying me where I can't get that opportunity in Australia because I'm lucky to make 3% a year on my real estate in Australia. You know, it's very different in the US.
We had a brilliant opportunity quite a few years ago when the exchange rate was nearly even. But it hasn't been like that for some time. I think we got down to about 69 cents. And at the moment, I think it's 73 cents. So if it ever comes back up to a dollar again, yes, we might be looking again to invest in the US. Real estate, is that one of the best ways of providing additional income for themselves?
It's one way, that's for sure. It's not, it doesn't mean that's the only way to do it, but I'll tell you, if you're looking for a way to get more certain cash flow coming in, right? And you have a real asset. I think the biggest problem in the world right now is a lot of people are being offered fake assets, right? Like everything we have is mostly just a piece of paper or really numbers on a computer screen. We don't really have real money, right? You think about it, like when you buy a mutual fund or a stock, that's not a real asset. You know, you're buying a mirror reflection of the real asset, right? So those stocks, they go up or down regardless of the company, what's going on in the company. I mean, look at tech stocks right now. Tech stocks have been skyrocketing for no reason at all. But the companies themselves aren't that profitable. And then all of a sudden, bam, you know, we see several days where those tech stocks drop 10, 15%, you know? And that's the thing is that it's not a real asset. There's nothing real behind it to back it up if something goes wrong. Mm. But with real estate, the great thing is if you do real estate the correct way, at least what I think is the correct way, I like making passive income from real estate in the sense that I'm not the one managing it, right? In fact, when I buy real estate, I don't even buy it in my backyard. I buy it all the way across the country. I don't even see it physically, you know, which for some people seems crazy. But the great thing is with the way we can work things and put systems in place, you don't have to be at that property. You can see photos and videos. You can have it all live streamed or whatever if you need to. You can have all the work done, you know. And so I like rent ready houses that I buy that somebody else manages for me so that I don't have to do the work. And I'll tell you, I mean, it's not uncommon, like I said, to see 10% plus just on the cash flow. That doesn't include the fact that my renters will pay my mortgage down for me, right? That's in immediate equity there. Doesn't include any appreciation in the market, right? Which also happens as well, or tax advantages. You know, the nice thing is there's great tax advantages here too. So I get really 3 to 4 types of returns on a property that when you add them all together, it's not uncommon for me to see a 30% plus return total on my money. I love that. You know, I can't find that anywhere hardly.
I do have a couple of investment properties. One's done really well and the other one's sort of in a mining area and it was really good and then it went really down with the financial crisis and everything crashed and it's slowly coming up. Here we receive what we call a government valuation on your land. That's how they base their rates and taxes on, is on the valuation of the land. I get really excited when I see the land value going up.
Uh-huh. That's great.
So So, Chris, how do you work with people with your Money Ripples company you have?
Yeah, so I work more of as a consultant, right? Being that anti-financial advisor, right? You know, where I'm not really trying to get people to buy into a specific product, you know, which is what they usually get from the financial advising world. I'm more trying to see, like, what are the options open? Like, what are you trying to accomplish? If you're trying to retire within the next 5 to 10 years, how do we do that? You know, how do we accomplish that? Some people, it's within the first year, depending on your situation. You know, I had a woman who, she was in her mid-50s, and she said, you know, Chris, in fact, I met her through a business coach. We had the same business coach. And she said, you know, she's telling me to ramp up my business, but I'm in my mid-50s. I really don't want to. I kind of want to slow down, actually. And I said, well, let's slow down. And luckily, she had about $300,000. And she was a single woman at that time, but she wanted to travel. Her ideal was to live in Bali, right? Which is cheaper than being in the United States a little bit. That was nice too. But she said, you know, I'd just like to go there, teach some aerobic or like some yoga type stuff, and then scuba dive. And so we took that $300,000. It's producing about $2,500 to $3,000 a month. And that's exactly what she's done for the last 3 years, you know, and she's loved it, you know. And that's kind of what I try to do, is help map out a game plan to get to that point. You know, what does it take? Maybe you can't do it all this year, but can we get to the right steps to get to that point so that you can actually retire and you see immediate cash flow right away, not 30 or 40 years from now, if you save and compound forever. It's what can we actually create even this year? Can we create real cash flow that's in your hands?
Well, that's very wise advice that you're giving out there. And thanks for the practical example as well. So how would people get in touch with you, Chris, if they wanted to find out more about you?
You know, there's two ways. One, you can go visit my website, moneyripples.com. Or you can even check out my podcast show. If you guys are already watching podcasts, you know, go ahead and subscribe to the Chris Miles Money Show. I teach lots of things on there. There's over 400 episodes. So pick and choose. You can binge all you want.
All right. Well, thanks very much for being on the Retire Well, Retire Happy Show today. And I believe you have some freebies on your website as well.
Yeah, there's a free ebook on there, Beyond Rice and Beans, you can download for free. And there's even some video versions of my podcast on there too.
All right. Well, thanks very much. It's been a pleasure.
Such an honor. Thank you.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.